Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
Craig Ferentino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA SIPC. Craig James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Material discussed is not to be construed as specific investment, tax, or legal advice, and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the website, it is a beauty, lots of info. You got to pre-register. I tell you that every morning. CraigJamesFinancial.com, great webinars, great events. That's how you get in with them. You have to pre-register on that site, CraigJamesFinancial.com. A day yesterday at the close in which we saw the Dow shoot up 261 points. Futures up about 20 or so points as we speak. And, of course, today we expect some more information regarding inflation and lots happening, of course, as far as the $3.5 trillion plan. But all in all, we've got a lot going on here on your Tuesday. And that's where we bring in the expert, Craig Ferentino, Craig James Financial, in which we say a very good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, J.S. Thanks for bringing me in. Well, you summed up, the Dow was cruising yesterday up 260, almost 262 points. NASDAQ down a little bit, 9.91. The S&P up just a little bit. We have some very popular stocks, the most traded. See a lot of volume in Southwest Air, Pfizer, General Motors, Macy's. 10-year yield holding at a 1.32. We're really keeping an eye on some of these things because we just want to make sure that some of these industries, we're starting to see commercial services as an industry take over technology services and electronic technology. So number one performing sector yesterday was commercial services. And we may go into the year with that being in the top one or two or three spots. So companies in those commercial service area will certainly dominate. And we're seeing, again, a lot of funny moves in terms of, like, other things that we thought would be cruising, like transportation, communications, sort of on the negative side as a sector as a whole. You know, we're looking at oil at $70.88. That was up for yesterday. Natural gas blew through $3. It was $2 for, I don't know, 7 years per 1,000 cubic feet. Now it's $3, blew through $3 for 1,000 cubic feet. Hit $4, we were talking about it, Jay, $4 per 1,000 cubic feet. It's in the high fours, just blew through $5 now at 5.32 natural gas, $5.32, up from $2. So let me see, 100% increase would be four. We're coming up to almost a 200 to 300% increase in natural gas. We have to be able to do a whole thinking about it. You and I, Jay, I'm going to put something together. Maybe we'll talk about natural gas markets, what that means. Gold under 1,800 at 1,788. That's a big number. That 5.32. That's really impressive. Which means that those who are heating their homes with natural gas are going to see certainly an increase in their bill. But it also could help build more infrastructure in terms of piping to get to houses because that becomes a number where companies like PSEG do a little better. The old Brooklyn Union Gas, the BUG was the stock symbol, no longer around, bug. Brooklyn Union Gas was taken out by PSEG. So we'll see how that all works out. You know, we're starting to see, we got Hurricane Ida coming up. We're looking at economic growth. Is it downshifting? We're trying to make sure that, we'll get some numbers for today. The spread of the Delta variant appears to have dented consumer confidence. We're starting to see that both in the leisure and hospitality sector. People hesitating now to take that trip and people having to take, if you're going to go to Aruba or some of these other places that our clients like to go to, you gotta take and not just the daily test or you gotta take the 3-day test or the PCR test. They want to know if you have the antibodies in some instances, and then you have to test again before you leave the country. Imagine if you test positive and you're in a foreign country and you paid for the ticket. I wonder what happens. You gotta quarantine for several days. You gotta pay for more. It can get very expensive. So people just say, I'll just say domestically. Can we get some information on the NFIB, Small Business Optimism? at 6 a.m. I don't know how small a business is. We'll talk about taxation next. We'll see what that optimism looks like. The real average weekly earnings the wages outpace inflation. We'll get that number at 8:30. So we're going to keep an eye on that consumer price index, also an indicator of inflation. Before the market, Fuel Cell Energy, which is a fuel alternative type company. So we'll see what that is. And then the SEC Chairman Commissioner Barry Gensler is before the Senate at 10 o'clock. I think we hear from Blinken before the Senate too. That was another one. Two top news we get is Intuit is buying MailChimp. Intuit's the brand that makes TurboTax. So your clients will be aware of some software like that. So they're buying MailChimp for $12 billion because MailChimp's used by a lot of small businesses. So we'll see what that does for them, but that's a big number right there. And in terms of the business, I mean, the new Apple iPhone 13 is coming out today. What to expect? Well, I mean, you could draw this. We could all predict, I would think, that obviously a better camera, more battery storage. I don't know. Everything's newer and better, of course, but it's we've got a cell phone. So there are some minor cosmetic changes. I don't think anything radical is coming out with the iPhone 13. So you're going to see that come out today, and we'll see what Apple, that announcement comes out. I think around noon, maybe in the early afternoon, I'll take a look for that. And we're seeing some ransomware attacks pick up, so be very careful. We'll do another cybersecurity class to talk about that. And Whirlpool's going to pay $1,000 per worker to get vaccinated if they're not vaccinated. They'll give you $1,000. And what else we got here? That's a new TMZ, which is like that gossip channel, TMZ, sold to Fox Entertainment. So that's interesting. Fox, right? Fox is changing. TMZ digs up the gossip on everybody, as you know, and it's an unwatchable show, in my opinion, but they're on for sale. And they were bought, believe it or not, they sold to Fox. So, who had these, they really were good with celebrity gossip and bets, and they used to be owned by Warner Media, which is the same company that owns CNN. So there you go. But the Warner Media's parent company, hey, this is how it all fits in, Jay. Warner Media's parent company is AT&T. And they really have been shedding assets to pay down its debt. They blew up their debt because they bought DirecTV for $60 billion when it was only worth $20 billion. But this is a long story for another day. What investors need to know is that we get some consumer information today. The market futures are trading slightly positive. And this is this is September. This is the time of year where we like to get our finances together to make sure we're on the right track for the rest of the year into 2022. And it's a good time to be giving us a call to go over some of these things. We have lastly, Jay, I know I've been talking, I'm sorry, just rambling here, but this tax increase, they announced this tax rate yesterday. The House revealed what they would do. It's going to tax small businesses. They're going to be taxing on business buybacks for large companies, for partnerships, think law firm and medical partnerships, things like that. So we're looking to increase some of that. The individual's marginal tax rate go back to 39.6. That would be for taxable income of $400,000. And for individuals, and here's the clincher, $450,000 for married couples. They call that the penalty. If you take $400,000 and you multiply it by two, that would be $800,000. But no, if you're married, you can only make $450,000 for married couples. So it might be better to stay single on both of you, and you'd be under that 39.6% tax rate. Can't make this stuff up. That's what's out there. Now that they've showed themselves and they're showing their cards, they've also increased the small businesses. The domestic tax goes from 21% to, I think it's 26-27%, but they were up to 28%. They might have chipped that down a little bit, 26%. China's tax rate on business is 25%. So certainly China will be more competitive than us and a lot of other countries. It's been said in a couple of instances for certain people, for New Yorkers will pay something like 51% of their earnings on taxes. So, and then California is the number two, according to the Tax Foundation, the American Tax Foundation. You'll see those numbers there if you look that up. So I'm not making this up. So we've got the 51 point something percent, and then California is like 49.6%. And so we'll see what this all comes out. But this is just being proposed. They're very excited to get rid of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017.
Go, man. You got a lot on the plate. You know, with the oil stuff, you got another hurricane. Right? How many storms have hit that guy? So I was talking about this earlier, between Louisiana and Texas. Remember Harvey down in Texas with 54 inches of rain? They're getting another whopper today. There's only so much you can take, right, with this ground being so saturated already. So we've got to keep an eye on that as far as these refineries and these rigs and everything else. We don't even know where this thing is going. You're right about the Apple iPhone. They do it every September. They didn't do it last year because of the pandemic, obviously. But, I mean, folks, it's almost the same phone. They add a little thing here and there and charge you about $1 million more. But they actually will unveil four new iPhones today. You got a mini, you got the regular 13, you got the 13 Pro and the Pro Max. So you explain to me what's the difference. Very little on that. And by the way, I am not an entertainment show guy anymore. I used to watch that Entertainment Tonight, and Harvey Levin has made so much.
Yeah.
That guy's a genius. He has made so much money with TMZ. TMZ went to TMZ Sports, and now he's selling off a little bit here. The guy's a billionaire. I mean, he's a very smart business guy, but I can't watch those shows either. You know what show I like? Once in a while, I'll watch it. And that's Inside Edition. I like Inside Edition because they give you a little bit, as they put it, a little bit more to the story. I kind of like, and it's not like crazy entertainment nonsense either. But you got a lot on the plate, man. We got to keep an eye on things. We got the inflationary information as far as more numbers and everything. There's a big week coming up. You got a lot going on. You got this hurricane. You got a recall happening with the election in California to keep an eye on. We got Blinken talking to the Senate. Today, grilled by Congress yesterday. We got all these mandates. I tell you, there is a lot happening. And who knows as far as the ramifications, what it will have on the market. That's where you come into play on a Wednesday morning. We look forward to it.
Thank you, Jay. Much appreciated. You covered everything. That's awesome.